This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Oysters. Either you love them with the briny liquor and how they remind you of the ocean, or you think they're slimy and gross and blech. No matter how you feel, though, Americans eat a whole lot of them. Cultured oyster production on the East Coast has doubled the past 5 years, and supply still can't match demand. It's gotten so bad that some people in Rhode Island are turning public lands into oyster farms, a move not universally popular. Marketplace's Andy Euler took a trip to check it out.
The Ocean State Shellfish Cooperative is down the road from Narragansett Pier, a touristy spot on the ocean in southeastern Rhode Island. It's in an industrial park. Reminds you of a manufacturing warehouse more than anything. I met the co-op's manager, Graham Brawley, there one morning. He was busy loading a truck.
So what we're doing right now is that each tote has 600 to 800 oysters. Right? Each bag is 100 pounds.
The co-op has 6 oyster farmers. They bring their harvested oysters here, bag them up for a distributor, who then sells them to restaurants in Boston, New York, and Philadelphia. And by banding together, the oyster farms are more or less sustainable.
Like, for instance, I do this 3 days a week and then spend the rest of my time working as an electrician.
Another oyster farmer in the co-op, Perry Rosso, has a second job too, but for a different reason. He ended up opening a restaurant, Matunic Oyster Bar, because he expanded his farm and needed a place to sell his oysters.
No, I didn't want to do a restaurant. That's how it kind of developed.
The spread of oyster farms in Rhode Island makes a lot of sense. It brings jobs to the local economy, it helps keep up with demand for oysters, and the oysters improve the water quality. But there's a problem.
For marine aquaculture in Rhode Island, all of it is on state land. There's no alternative.
That's Dave Butel, aquaculture coordinator with the Rhode Island Coastal Management Council. He says oyster farms have to share the land with everyone else. And the most contentious land in southeastern Rhode Island are coastal lagoons, what people around here call salt ponds. And that's where oyster farmers are populating most of their crop because the water is shallow and it's easy to farm there.
Everybody needs to have a piece of Narragansett Bay or the coastal salt ponds for what they want to do.
Art Gans is a marine biologist and also president of the Salt Pond Coalition, a conservation group trying to limit the spread of oyster farms. He worked for more than 25 years trying to promote aquaculture and generally thinks what oyster farmers are doing is a good thing. But he says the Coastal Resources Management Council let it get out of hand when it allowed 5% of each individual pond to be used to farm oysters.
They are heavily utilized by recreational people, tourists, boaters, kayakers, and everything else. Well, you put all those factors together, and that 5% really is a lot more in unit area than that little number of 5%.
Oyster farmers say their biggest opposition is from wealthy landowners who don't want oyster farmers wrecking their view. Dale Levitt is a marine biology professor at Roger Williams University. He says part of the problem is that oyster farming just doesn't fit the historic idea of fishermen in New England. Think cod, clams, lobster.
You know, even though our oyster farmers are continuing the tradition of these marine-related industries, they seem to be more susceptible to the criticism and the scrutiny of the upland landowner.
But the industry is continuing to grow.
I mean, this year, our oyster production landed value exceeded our wild quahog harvest in terms of value. So it's growing.
And he says oyster farming is allowing the state to maintain the marine industry along the coastline, a significant part of the Rhode Island economy and the state's history. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.